Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Yes. And striving to do all of those things that the Lord give me to do. And I praise God for that. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit. And because I practice the God habit, I don't worry about a lot of other things because I'm practicing living God's holy word. All right, then. All right, then. I am so glad that you have joined me on today. And for these few minutes, we are going to talk about today reading the human text, reading the human text. You know that they have this saying that sometimes the only Bible that another person will pick up is reading your life. They may never pick up the book, but they will read your life. They will read your life. So today we're talking about that, reading the human text. All right then, I am so glad that you're here with me today, and I don't know what it is that you're needing from God, but you know what you're needing from Him. So we're going to have a word of prayer, and He said that if there's two or three gathered together, that He would be in the midst. And whatever we touch and agree on, He said on anything, that He would tell it to Daddy, that Daddy may do it for us. So get your mind, bring your minds in, and get that in your mind, what you would have for the Lord to do for you. And we're going to touch and agree, and we're going to take it to the throne of grace. Gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you and we magnify you for who you are, for your great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you, Lord, and we thank you for them. Now I come, Lord, touching and agreeing with my sister and my brother, God, for whatever that need is in their life, whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance, whether it be a financial need, oh God, we know that you're able to do anything but fail. But first of all, we want to ask that you would forgive us if we displeased you, God, in any way. And we thank you for that right now. We thank you that you have given us how to read the human text, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your guidance, your leading, your direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. And amen, and amen, And we just praise God for who he is on today. But he's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good director. And so today we're talking about reading the human text, reading the human text. And I do want to praise God for you being with us on this Renewed Mind Word Wednesday. No, it's not Renewed Mind. I'm thinking about Tuesday. I'm still in Tuesday, y'all. But it's Recover All Wednesday is what it is today. And today we want to recover all. Recover all by doing Hebrews 12 and 1. Recover all. Everything that God has for us, that he has scheduled for us. We are on his schedule. And he has scheduled for us things to do, things to get done on his program. And we want to get that taken care of. We want to get it done. So today we're talking about reading the human text. And we know that sometimes that's all. People will watch our lives and they will read what we do, see what we're doing. So Hebrews 12 and 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. God has marked out a race. We're in this race. We are racing. We are in this race. Don't count yourself out of the race. You're in the race. And God has equipped us with tools to use while we're in this race, so that when we don't want to get stuck. And so he's equipped us with these things to run this race. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses, those that have gone on before us, those that have run this race of faith before, the witnesses of faith, just imagine in your mind that they are there. And they are encouraging us. They are yelling. We got cheerleaders. They're already there, the cheerleaders. They're cheering us on in this race. And so if you just envision the champions of faith as spectators from the heavens, cheering us on as we endeavor to overcome present discouragements as in an athletic competition. You do know that we are in a race, right? You know that, right? The enemy has a one-track mind, and that is to win. That's his thing, is that he's intending to win. And so he don't fight fair. He's not a fair-fighting enemy. An enemy don't fight fair. They fight to win. They fight to win. So what are we going to do? Are we going to let them just walk all over us? Just walk and do anything to us and not run our race? Is that what we're going to allow him to do? We know that he has a one-track mind. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the only thing that he has on his mind, because he don't want us to win. But Jesus, he wants us to win. So he has equipped us with tools in our toolbox to win this race. Yes, he have. Yes, he have. So it is important that we arm ourselves in the word of God. Equip ourselves. Praise God with every tool that God has given in his word. There are things that may not be a sin, but are merely hindrances that can keep us from running effectively the race that God has for us. Hindrances. And that's all he wants to do is plant a seed. That's all the enemy wants to do is plant a seed. Plant a negative seed in our minds. That's why we have to continuously go to the word. What does the word say? What does the word say? He said, lay aside. Lay aside every weight and hindrance that so easily beset us. We don't want to stop. We don't want it to stop us. So we can't allow these hindrances to do that to us. He said, so he said, some sins can be easily avoided, but are not. But we're not doing that. Some sins are admired. Some things we just admire what other people do. Something like the lottery. We want to play that, right? Some things we want to, it's not as a sin, but what it can lead to. But we have to lay those things aside. Some sins are ensnaring and thus especially harmful. So we have to be watchful. He said, watch and pray. And some sins are more dangerous than others. Let us lay them all aside. What is needed is endurance to finish what we have begun in Jesus Christ. God has set before us a race. You must run it, and it will involve efforts and commitment. Just being passive never runs a race. God wants us to run the race and finish it. In Acts 20 and 24, Paul pictures himself as a runner who has a race to finish, and nothing would keep Paul from finishing the race with joy. So we've got to run our race with joy and finish with joy. Our prayer is, Lord, help us to dress in your word and run all in this race. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we praise God for allowing us to run in this race. So run all while we're in this race. All right? Well, until the next time, praise God. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now.